Welcome back to Confetti Filled Life. I am Vicky Kotras. I am your party captain, your queen confetti tosser. Always honored to be here with you, sharing this space where we can talk about dreaming and building and craving an incredible life that we all deserve to live. One thing that I want to do to shift the podcast and some of the programming is also introduce articles that you may not have read on your own, but I know add an extra level of confetti, of celebration to what we are building together, and will just be an additional resource for you to tap into. So most of these focuses will be on articles that are from a female entrepreneur, someone who has built a business or is building a business, or is simply a resource of tips and tricks for anything that you may not be thinking of. So examples are, you know, 20 ideas to build a mobile business, 15 things that will help make you more productive. But I want to include these in just the general episodes because I think that there is a level of helpfulness and additional resources that I want to make available to our whole confetti community. So one of the articles that I will read today is with an interview from one of my favorite female entrepreneurs, who is Sarah Blakely. She is the founder of Spanx. I identify with her so very much. One of the main reasons is that she is blonde and fun and cool, and she wears pink a lot and bright colors, and she is very honest about her home life and raising four kids and her husband, and she's a billionaire. And she is not someone who seems jaded or tainted by the money at all, again, because she understands the game. The money is not the end result of any game that you play. Money is the byproduct of what you're generating in the process. And so if you have not followed her and know the background of how she created Spanx, you need to, because one, it is incredible, but two, she has friends like Warren Buffett, and she posts that her and Warren talk like every few months just to like shoot the shit. I mean, she's this bubbly, bright, effervescent, fun person who owns a female underwear company, and she talks to arguably one of the most brilliant, you know, stock advisors and one of the richest men in the entire world, and they have a little coup every few months to just kind of talk shop. And she talks a lot about how you don't have to be or look a certain way to be in business. You just have to be yourself. So, you know, she's in all of these investor meetings early in her career, and she's talking to only men who, why would men buy women? Relate to them and help them understand. And instead of wearing a power suit and using all these big fancy words, she is a big advocate of, let's just talk our normal vocabulary. Let's make this make sense in a simplest term, and be yourself, whatever that means to you, because a product is ultimately going to reflect you in so many ways. And so if you're trying to make yourself something that you're not, it's going to be reflected in the company that you're building and the products that you design. So I love Sarah. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into reading this article for you, and I hope that you find it as useful as I do. This is an article from betterup.com. I will be linking it in the episode details so you can go ahead and read the original. The title is Sarah Blakely on How Mindset Shapes, Lifts, and Empowers by Aliyah Cooks Campbell. Sarah Blakely, founder and CEO of Spanx, is no stranger to the power of mindset for personal growth and professional success. And she certainly knows a bit about holding it all together. Last week, she stopped by our BetterUp team-wide meeting to help us celebrate 1 million coaching sessions and shared how mindset was foundational to her success. The Spanx story is almost an investor's urban legend. As the soundbite goes, Sarah cut the feet out of her pantyhose to solve a common and frustrating issue, and Spanx existed, emerging fully formed like Athena but in shapewear. But years before she had the idea that would revolutionize the intimates industry, Blakely had set an intention. Knowing that she wanted to be an entrepreneur, she was on the lookout for that thing, the great idea that would not only change the script of my life, but provide something meaningful for customers and change the world. As the saying goes, we write our purpose in pen, but our paths in pencil. Even though she wasn't an expert in the fashion industry, Blakely leaned into her desire to make something that would truly make a difference in people's lives. Standing up to the experts when you're new to the game takes a special kind of confidence and an understanding that being a beginner can be your biggest competitive advantage. Blakely's beginner mindset was cultivated as a young woman. During one of the most difficult and emotionally turbulent times in her life, her father handed her a series of cassette tapes saying, "I wish I was your age when I discovered this." The tapes, they were a recording of How to Be a No-Limit Person by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It gave Blakely an anchor and a path towards during a time of immense loss. She realized for the first time that she could control not just what she did, but how she thought. She jokes, "No one wanted to get stuck in the car after a party with me," since she listened to the tapes on mindset, personal growth, and leadership constantly. But she felt like learning to control how you thought was powerful and something that everyone she knew needed to hear. 15 years later, when Blakely was featured on the cover of Forbes, her friends from high school reached out lamenting, "I guess we should have listened to those tapes." To develop a beginner's mindset, Blakely suggests the mental exercise. Ask yourself, if nobody showed you how to do your job, how would you be doing it? Chances are what comes up is a better way, faster process, smarter way, a whole new way of approaching something. Blakely embraces an attitude of creativity and curiosity when it comes to her life, another trait that's rooted in her adolescence. My dad would say, "So what did you guys fail at this week?" The ritual of encouraging Sarah and her brother to try. To always be willing to experience something new, it recontextualized failure for her. Trying and failing were just part of the growing. And growth, not success or perfection, was the goal worth celebrating. Blakely says, "It didn't become about the outcome. It became about not trying. So now throughout my life, when I look in the mirror, my failures are when I was scared and didn't try." She incorporates this value into the culture at Spanx with what they affectionately term oops meetings. At these company-wide meetings, team members are encouraged to share and celebrate their mistakes, and it's led by Blakely herself. What's so important about normalizing and even celebrating failure? Well, people are afraid to fail. They're afraid of what it may mean about them, what others will think of them, and of being embarrassed. Blakely began asking herself, what does being embarrassed really mean? How do I free up myself from that fear? By asking, she realized that the fear of failure has more to do with the mindset and being concerned about what others think of you, and that's the thing to worry about, not failure itself. By celebrating and being open about her failures, she realized something crucial. Your failures, Blakely asserts, are your greatest asset to connect with another human being. Many people fall into the trap of thinking that they have to be perfect to be successful. However, you don't inspire others with perfection. Your vulnerability makes you relatable, which makes you inspiring. You can't lead others if you can't connect with them. If you're familiar with Spanx, you know that the humor is part and parcel of their brand. Blakely remembers, "When I started Spanx, I felt like all these companies were talking at me and not to me. And I want to speak to them the way that I would speak to my friends over a drink." The fact is, humor isn't just essential to building a beginner's mindset, but for connecting to others as well. Playfulness at work, as well as in other areas of life, paves the way for creativity, authenticity, and innovation, which are unsurprisingly three values that Spanx has come to be known for. Sarah says, "You don't have to act serious to be taken seriously. You can be credible and be absolutely silly and hilarious. Welcoming fun into work has other benefits too. It's not just about being silly all the time. It's about staying open, engaged, and willing to play intellectually. Humor and playfulness at work reduces stress, fosters a sense of belonging, and improves mental fitness, among many other types of benefits. So what happens when you combine intention with a beginner's mindset, the willingness to try and fail, and a spirit of play? Innovation. Like Spanx's unique story and CEO, companies that are willing to experiment and play ultimately thrive. They develop agile leaders who can navigate changing markets and see possibilities where others see threats. It isn't that they're afraid, but that they choose to focus on what could go right instead. So what does that look like in real life? Well, in reality, this combination of mindsets isn't something you're drawing on just when you're coming up with a great new idea. It's what you draw on every time you go against the grain in a meeting or speak up, despite not being the expert. Putting a finer point on the importance of mindset for innovation, Sarah says, if you're not constantly working on your mindset, you'll never be brave enough or confident enough to stand in a room full of experts and break new ground. No matter the industry, all innovation first requires someone to get off autopilot. Get uncomfortable and go against the way experts say something must be done. How do you continue to grow and move forward even when you mess up? The answer is self-trust. Blakely shares, we all have this intuition inside of us, and it's coming from a source. It's coming from the universe, it's coming from God, whatever it is that you believe in. And the stronger you get by being quiet and listening to it and honoring it, the louder it will get. It's like the old-fashioned radios, you know, you tune in and you turn the dial, it's fuzzy, and then all of a sudden, it's clear as anything. That intention is honed by trying and failing and trying again. The more you dust yourself off, the more chances you take, the more you learn to trust your instincts. Surviving failure, and really, it's the embarrassment of failure, reminds us that we're stronger and more resilient than we think. Ultimately, our failures aren't the end of our stories. For Blakely, the outcomes of our failures are what leads us to different things. Whether it's our new best friend or our next great idea, keeping the intention and the fun as you stumble ahead, reevaluate, move forward again, that's how you grow, and just maybe how you change the world. Ooh, I just loved that article. I hope you did too. I think anything she has to say is so inspiring, and I hope that you get that same bout of inspiration too this week. So thank you as always for tuning into Confetti Filled Life. Tune back for our next episode where we will be sprinkling even more confetti on your life and celebrating all that is uniquely you and all of the talents that you have to bring incredible things into this world. Make it a great day.